It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One sign of the mega drought plaguing the Colorado River Basin is that Lake Powell is only about one-third full right now. Also, the water it gets from the Colorado River is about a third of what's average by this time of year. CPR climate reporter Michael Elizabeth Sackis is tracking this.
The research shows that global warming accounts for about half of what's happening in the Southwest right now. Warmer temperatures throw the water cycle off in a lot of ways. If it's hotter, soils dry out more, and that means when the winter snow that collected in the mountains start to melt and run off, less of it makes it into streams.
CPR's Michael Sackis. Western Colorado is in one of the worst droughts on record. Xcel Energy has a new program to help install electric vehicle chargers at Colorado apartments. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Electric vehicles might be getting cheaper, but they're still inconvenient without easy access to a charger. That's often the situation for apartment and condo residents. Under a new program from Xcel Energy, building operators can now apply to have the utility install the necessary infrastructure, possibly for free, and receive discounted charging stations. The program will also provide rebates for low-income housing or apartments impacted by air pollution. Xcel plans to spend $110 million to encourage electric cars over the next 3 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A second mudslide in 2 days closed I-70 through Glenwood Canyon Sunday evening. The slides were in the burn scar of the Grizzly Creek fire. Nearby Glenwood Springs is dealing with the fallout of the closures. The owner of High Country Gems and Minerals, who goes by Patty Rockstar, said her business didn't get much traffic Sunday, even after the highway temporarily reopened.
We're usually very busy, and I was even trying to see if any of the lanes were open to see if people were coming and going, but it's really super quiet today.
Glenwood Springs residents are prohibited from using water for outdoor things like mowing lawns or washing cars. Town officials say excess debris is overwhelming the town's water treatment intake, which is causing further flooding. A section of a major highway in central Colorado will close for repairs later this summer. CDOT is replacing a bridge on U.S. Highway 285 just south of Fairplay. Drivers can expect delays from lane closures starting in early July. A detour begins in August. This is CPR News.